That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.
The rodeo industry in Aotearoa is under increasing pressure from campaigners who want it banned, seen as a form of animal cruelty. There are reports that a bull had to be euthanized after its back leg was badly hurt during a rodeo last week. I spoke with Apollo Taito from Direct Animal Action about the rodeo in New Zealand and by asking him whether incidents such as the one that occurred last week are common.
We probably don't see the tip of the worst scenarios like this, but previously there has been deaths, and even though the cowboys would deny it, in 2014 there was a bull that broke its back in Christchurch in the upper Mohaka area. 2015 there was a bull that was hauled out on a stretcher and it was later reported to be put down. And in 2016 there were two deaths there that witnesses reported, from a horse that tore her hoof off, and then one in Richmond, Nelson, where a young bull snapped its leg in half. Yeah. So as much as they deny it, there are deaths, but they don't have to report them.
They don't have to report them?
No, they don't have to report any injuries or deaths.
So there's no sort of independent body that overlooks?
Not really. And the vets that are there are mainly there, they're there really so if the animals are hurt, they're the only ones that are there to put the animals down in a humane fashion.
So how else do the animals suffer during rodeos?
Dr. Peggy Larson reported that we might not see the distress in, that the animals go through, but her research is pointing out the amount of physical damage that the animals go through. For the calves, for example, in calf roping, the damage around their necks from the ropes pulling on. And then those animals are usually pulled out in those activities maybe three times, four times during that day, so it just gets worse and worse as well. Obviously, there's the distress, the mental distress and the pain that the animals go through. And as much as the cowboys deny it, there will be a stage where they kind of heighten the animal's fear because it's more appealing for their sport, so that they get in such an aroused state of fear that they just want to get out of there. And you'll see those instances where they try to get out of the pens, or they just jump out there and start bucking.
And those who are in favour of rodeo often cite the Code of Welfare Rodeo's 2014 Act as legally allowing them to treat animals as they do. Do you just see this act as sort of sanctioned mistreatment of animals?
There's a lot of work that we need to do with that act. And an interesting point, when that act first came out, the cowboys were adamantly against it because that act targeted the electric prods and other things that they were the worst case of rodeo. But then lately they've just sort of been really sort of talking about how wonderful it is, and they're observing the lines of that act. But if you really look at it in its various instances, rodeo and animal welfare are totally contradicting each other, and you almost need an element of torture for the animal for rodeos to exist. And Dr. Peggy Larson said that research shown in the US, any rodeo in the US where they took away the electric prodding, the flank straps, and the calf roping, those rodeos eventually died out because they didn't have that element of torture there.
And they use flank straps here?
Yes, we do, yeah.
And do these hurt the animals?
They do, because it tightens so much around the animal that it causes them to buck. It's just, there's an amount of discomfort there and pain, and that's where it results in them seeing them bucking or trying to get their cowboy off.
And they also use spurs, I believe?
Yeah, they spurs.
And these also injure the animals?
You think about the nature of spurs. Throughout history, has been used to, dig or force the animal into doing something that the human or the rider's on there. So obviously that's going to cause a pain and a stress on the animal as well from those cowboys.
So do you feel that it's sort of only a matter of time before rodeo is banned in New Zealand? Has public opinion turned against the sport?
I think it is, and I think we've got a really good opportunity for the New Zealand public to voice a ban on rodeos across New Zealand, because we've got a new government. We didn't get much progress on the previous, but the new Labor, the Progressive government, is quite a good opportunity for us. I think the appetite for majority of New Zealanders now, they don't want anything to do with any sort of animal torture or any animal pain. So I think we're seeing a big shift here, and we've seen it in our protests as well. It's made up of a vast majority of Kiwis from all over the country, and our numbers have been growing as well.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.